We are learning Mesechus Beya Daf Lama Beis Omer Beis, and we are beginning 11 lines from the top, in the middle of a line. Va'omer Rav Nosson Va'Abba. The Gemara says Shikla got it over here. That since we mentioned before the memra of Rav Nosson Va'Abba, so we're going to mention more memras from Nosson Va'Abba. Look at the Gemara. Va'omer Rav Nosson Va'Abba Omer Rav Asirei Bavel Yardi Gehenim Heim. The rich people from Bavel, they are going to go to Gehenim. Ki ha. The Shapsoi Bar Marinus, there was a Zid, the Shapsoi Marinus, it came Ikla Bavel, came to Bavel, and he didn't have a job, he didn't have any food. So Bayumina Iska. So he asked someone, you know, can you give me some stuff to sell? I'll sell it, I'll give you half the profits. It's a win-win situation for you. Just, you know, help me out. I need a little business. Give me some of your Ischaira, I'll sell it, I'll give you half the profits. But they didn't want to give it to him, they want to help another Jew out. They say, ask Mazoine. Mazoine, Mazanam Lazinu, they don't want to give him Mazoinus either. Amar, so Shapsoi said, Hani me'er Rav Kosi. They must be not from Avraham Avinu. They're not in Klach Avraham Avinu. They're from the Erev Rav. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'nosan l'cho rachamim. The Pasuk says, V'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamcho v'rbecho kashenishba la'aveisecho. And kashenishba la'aveisecho is like I swore to your fathers, which means Avraham Avinu, that you will have rachamim. And if you're not, you don't have rachamim, it's a sign you're not from the children of Avraham Avinu. If you're merachim all the people, all the Eden, all the Brias, then we know you're from the children of Avraham Avinu. If you're not merachim all the people, it's a simon, you're not from the children of Avraham Avinu. And the Mefarshim speak out, and that's why we call them also Yardei Gehenim. Why do we say Yardei Gehenim? Why don't we say Rishon? Why listen to Yardei Gehenim? Terence says, we know Avraham Avinu stands by the door of Gehenim, and he takes out all the Eden from Gehenim. But if someone doesn't do chesed, doesn't have rachamim, Avraham says, oh, you're not my family, I don't take you out. Therefore, you're Yardei Gehenim, you go to Gehenim, he doesn't take you out of Gehenim because you're not from his family, not from the people who are merachim al habriyas. So, the Gemara Vaita, Va'omer Rav Nosson Ba'Abba, another man from Nosson Ba'Abba, Nosson Ba'Abba, Omer Rav, call Metzapa al Shulchan Acherim. So anyone who doesn't have his own food, and he always has to wait for other people, to eat by other people, and get invited by other people, Olam Choshech Ba'Adar. The world is black for him. Shenemar, says the Pasuk in Iyov, Noyditu Lechem Ayoy, if he's moving around to find where to find Lechem, Yodak Nochem V'Yod Yom Choshech. We know that that Yom Choshech is pure for him. It's a dark day. Someone who doesn't have his own food, it's dark for him. Rav Chisda doesn't have life either. And Pashup Shah means because it's hard for him to get food, it's embarrassing. But other Mefarshim speak up Shah that it has to do with because he can't learn as much. If he's busy waiting, he's eating by someone, they're eating at 1 o'clock, he has to wait around to 1 o'clock to eat, and then he can't learn as much. So therefore he has no Chayim, his whole life is dark. If he doesn't have time to Vavodas Hashem, and he's relying on other people, that alone is Ein Chayim. Tana Rabbanan, Gimel Chayim Ein Chayim. There are three type of people whose lives are not lives. Someone who's waiting to eat by his friend, he doesn't have his own food. And those people whose wife control them, that's not good, that's not a good life. And the people who have Yisurim that are always attacking their goof, that's a very hard life. Some say it's also someone only has one shirt. Why? Because one shirt is full of lice, and lice really is very bothersome. But Tanakama didn't speak out this fourth one, because after the Mayim Mamana, it's possible he could check his clothing before and get rid of the lice before he puts it on, and therefore it's possible to have a life if you take care of your clothing. You could wash it, you could check it, and therefore it's he held that that was not called. Well, not one of the people of Chayim Einim Chayim. Talk to Mishnah Vayit. More about Tikkun Mana. In Shoyim Mesacheres, you're not allowed to break a piece of pottery, then Choytim Mesanar, or cut a piece of paper. Litzos Bar Meliach. You want to roast a fish, and like Rashi says, that it'll get burnt. So what you want to do is you want to put a paper under it, or you make the paper wet, or you put a cheres under the fish, between the fish and the fire, and that stops it from getting burnt or crisp. So you want to break a piece of pottery or cut a piece of paper in order to make this basic pan or grill to be able to grill food. The halacha is not do that on Yontif because that is a problem of tikkun mana. So Rashi asks, what do you mean? The ma'aseh is eichel nefesh. So Rashi says, we're going to Rabbanon, hold, machshire oichel nefesh also on yontif. We have a chagas before Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even machshire oichel nefesh is mutter to fashion on yontif, and to do a malacha on yontif for machshire oichel nefesh, even things that facilitate the food, the cooking the food, that is mutter, and Rabbanon holds it's also. So this is going to Rabbanon, Rashi learns. Ve'ein gar from Tana v'karayim, and you're also not allowed to clean out the tana and karayim from the bricks or the cement that falls in, also because it's tikkamana. Avam machapshim, but if it has like different type of dirt in it, then that you'll have to flatten down on yontif. That's not a problem. Let's say the ashes or the dirt, you want to flatten down. That's not called tikkamana. That's fine. Ve'emek even shtei chavias. You're not allowed to take. You want to cook a pot over the fire, but you have to put it on top of the fire. So you take two pots, put it next to each other, and then you put another pot on top of it to hold it up. You now do that on yontif. You're not allowed to do that to put the sekdera on top of these two things because it's similar to binyan. It's also, it looks like an oil. It's like an oil. If you're not allowed to do it. Let's say the kedera is not straight. You want to put a piece of a wood to hold it straight, you're not allowed to do that. Rashi says, because most bekas are slated lahasaka for fuel. Here you're using something else, so it's muksa, and gabi all other things, it's muksa, therefore you cannot use it for something else. B'chem edalas, which you can't use edalas, we'll see in the Gemara what that means on Daf Lama Gimel. V'ein manhigim es behema makab yomtiv, you're not allowed to lead a behema with a stick on yomtiv. Right now we think it's as muksa. Rabbi Elizabeth Shimon Mata, Rabbi Shimon Mata, we have to wait for the Gemara to see pshat in this halacha of Eman Higim as Habahema B'makal. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Gemara is explaining our Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, first line, Ein Shoivrim es Acheres ve'ein Choytrim es Anayor. You're not allowed to cut a piece of paper or cut a piece of pottery in order to use it to grill the fish. My time, Mishnah become a sack of mana. It's me making a mana. You're making a keli, and therefore that's us. I'll smack a pottage. Ve'ein Gervin Tan Mekarayim. Tani Rab Chiyar Yaisi Kredi Rab Nachman. Ve'mi Evshel Efois. If it's not possible to bake in this oven because it has these bricks there and you want to fix this up, Elm King Garfield, unless you take out the bricks, then it's mutter to do. Rashi speaks out. This is going to Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir Echon Nefesh, mutter to do on Yontif. And here, you have to bake, and I didn't know about it before Yontif. So the halacha is, you're allowed to do this on Yontif because it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like our Mishnah where Rashi said it's going to Rabbanon. This Braisa, or Rabbi Chiyah, is going to Rabbi Yehuda. The Ran says, we can say our Mishnah is also going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah was talking about where it was Efshel Efeis, and therefore it's also to do. So if it's Efshel Efeis, if it's not possible to bake, is it mutter to do? So we're going to bring the two mices that show that we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. The Visuda Rabbi Chiyah, Nafle Aricha Batanarura, V'yamatava. On Yomtiv, a brick fell into the tanner, and you're not allowed to fix, take out that brick, because that's a tikamana. Only Rabbi Chiyah, Rechia tells his wife, take it out. Chazi, they're not rifting my eyes. I want good bread that bakes well, so it has to be fixed up, this oven. And he held that Machshir Yachin Efesh is Mutan Yontif. The same thing is Rava. Omle Rava Lashame, Tvili Baravzo, Vezda Mecharucha. He says, roast me a hen or a duck and watch it from getting burnt. And Rashi explains, how do you watch it from getting burnt? By being goyrif is a tanner, shlohi b'shulav, dava gavaya, k'may ariya achayevin. As Rashi says, make sure there's no bricks or stones in there, which is part of the issin amishta, but he held it was mutter because machshiri echon nefesh is mutter to do on yontif. Omri Rabbeinu Rashi, Omri Rav Acha Mahutzal, Ravina tells Rashi that Rav Acha Mahutzal told me that you, Rav Ashi, the mar, shark natin ruya matava, you allow to smooth out the tanner of yontif, which means they took cement and smoothed out the walls of a town on Yom Tov. How are you allowed to do that? Like Rashi says, it's a tolda delisha. It's lish to make, it's lush to make tit, to make cement. So how are you allowed to do that? And this, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, machshirim is mutter. No, because here they could have done this before Yom Tov. So how are you allowed to do this? That's what Ravina was asking Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi answers, Anan, we don't make cement on Yom Tov. We took it from Raks the Paras, Smamchinam. We took it from the banks of the river, or the Euphrates River, and there the sand is cement, is like cement already, and we use that. It's only if you prepared this dirt from yesterday, the cement from yesterday. And Rashi says that Nasib is simen, v'nosku tzaracha, not only did you make a simen, you also moved it out of its place. And the reason is because you now make a guma on Yontif. So therefore you have to already have removed it from four Yontif. then you let it do this on Yontif, because it would not be able to be done before Yontif. On Ravina, v'kit mashari. Ravina says, according to Rashi, what it means is, you're allowed to make cement out of ashes, because it's not lav bar gibuhu. The lush doesn't work as good. Now, Tosfos on top of the Amud asks that we find in Masechta Shabbos that we even aser benesinas mayim into the Efer is aser. So therefore, he has a different pshat over here in our Gemara, the Augers and Rashi. So the Gemara right. Now I'll take two chavis, put it next to each other, put a pot on top of it, because the problem of oil. Or Rav Nachman, avonim shabes akisei mutol tzadim v'yomtuf. In those days, when they had to go to the bathroom in the field, they took two stones, and they made it into, they fashioned it into a bathroom. That's what they did. So you're allowed to do this on yomtuf. You put two stones next to each other, and you sit down on it, and that's how you go to the bathroom. Eisvei, Rav or Rav Nachman, etc. Mishtei, mekifish dei chavis, this was lehem esakdeira. You're not allowed to put together two chavis to put a gdeira on top of it. So why are you allowed to make this bathroom on yomtuf? On Malay, the answer is Shani Hashem Shaduka Avil Oil. There you make an oil. But the case of Chavis, you make two walls and a roof. You have two pots next to each other, and on top of another pot, so you're making two walls and a roof. Over here, it's just two walls next to each other. There's no roof, and therefore it's Mutter. Only Rav Zutel or Rav Ashi, you're telling me now if you don't make a roof, it's Mutter to do a binyan on Yontif? Shalamata, Bona Istvab Yontif, you let me make a stage on Yontif? Like Avil Oil, you're not making oil. It should be Mutter? Hagnam Vishari, you tell me it's Mutter? I'm like, no dimin. Only hasam binyan kavua. There it's a binyan kavua also tyra. That's also you're making there a binyan kavua. Binyan ari le also tyra. Tell you not it's a binyan ari. The guys are about a binyan ari. Mishum binyan kva. The wrong guys are binyan ari because auto binyan kva. How come mishum kavoy doy because a covered up bria is going to the bathroom? The guys are about it. They were in guys. Now that's a very simple question. The Tosfos really asked this question. We just answer that the reason why the bathroom is fine because no oil. So I hear a kash from. It's the Vod, and Tara says it was binyan kavua. That's all you have to answer. Why have to go now and say a kavod abriyas? You don't need that. Once you answer, it's a binyan arai, but binyan arai is only also if it's oil. And here is no oil. That's what Tosfos would ask. He says that therefore we're not garish these words here. The Mishabru and the Bir Halacha also asked this question. And he says, you're right. Really, if you don't have oil and it's a binyan arai, it's not an ashayla. You don't have to come with a kavod abriyas. It's mutter. The problem here is that since you're making this binyan on the ground, so it's more like a real binyan, because it's on the karka. And therefore, you have to come into the heter of kavod abriyos. That's what Bir Halacha says in the beginning of Siman Shin Tazvav. Om Rav Yehuda, not a halacha that has to do with Shin Tazvav. The issa is, we're saying, to make oil. And it's more in Tosfos, the issa is to make the mechitzais and the tap. That's with it, by binyan arai. The only time the binyan arai is also, if you do both, you have to make the walls and the roof. That's when it's also. You make both things. So the Gemara is to say, there's an eitza how to do it. If you do it in a certain shinui, then it's mutta. Om Rav Yehuda, Haima Derusha, they used to make, let's say on Yontif, they made this like a log, picture like a small, tiny log cabin. And that's where they lit the fire. That's how they made a madura. They made a fire to sit by it, a little fire, like to warm itself by the fire. They took a log, they made it four sides, four walls, and on top, more logs. So you have four walls and a roof. So it's a problem of oil. So how do you do this in Yontif? How do you make this in Yontif? Ha'im medrusa milmaila lamata shari. Milmata lamaila asa. The Gemara says you have to do a shinui, then it's mutta. What do? You first hold the top. You take two people and they hold the top of it. And then you build the walls under it. So it's a shinui. Usually you make the walls first, then the roof. Here you make the roof first, then the walls, then it's mutta. So milmaila lamata shari. You do the top first, then lamata, it's mutta. Milmata lamaila asa. If you do bottom to top, then it's asa. The Gemara goes further. The same thing, if you want to put eggs on like a grill, on a tripod. So here you're making the oil. So Rashi says what you do is you put it on the grill first, then you take the grill and put it down on the gechela. So you're making also a shinui. You first put the eggs on the grill off the fire, then you place it on the fire. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat of Rashi, Biasa, because here you're not making any walls. You're only making a roof. So therefore Tosfos says, Biasa means you take three eggs, one and one on top. Also, you do it with the shino. You first do the top egg, and then the two things under it. V'chein kedera. Same thing in our Mishnah. It's also to put a kedera above two chavias, above two barrels. So if you do it the opposite way, it's fine. If someone holds the kedera and then you put the chavas under it, then it's mutta. V'chein puraya, to make a bed. You're making a bed with walls. So you should first hold the top of the bed, like the mattress, the base of the mattress, then put the sides under it. And you do that chinu, it's mutter. V'chein chavita. The same thing when you mesad the chavias in the oitzer. Also make sure to do the top one first, put the ones under it. This halacha could become very negaya. A lot of poskim hold that a snap and go, if you make the entire snap and go on Shabbos, it's a problem of oil. Because a snap and go, the bottom has like a basket on the bottom, which has four walls. So when I open it up, I'm creating four walls. And then I put the top, which is the car seat, on top of the snap and go. I'm creating here four walls and a roof. So some poskim say what you do is, you hold the car seat in place and you slide the snap and go under it. And then you're doing the top first, and then the walls. It's not so negay anymore because people don't have snap and go so much anymore. Now they have this other things, which also still could be something negay. But the other things like a one piece thing. That's not a shiloh because it's like a folding chair. It just opens up in one piece. That's much more cooler, Dick. And therefore, it could be that would be mutter. But upon him, this idea, you're allowed to make an oil arai only if you do it in the opposite order.